I wonder, do they have Moses and the prophets? Can it be said with any sincerity, any credibility, with any meaning, that the world in which we live can claim Moses and the prophets for their own possession? I don't see how it can be. I don't even see how it's theoretically possible that they should have Moses and the prophets unless we were to give them to them. And for us to give Moses and the prophets to the world, we would have to have them ourselves. But we do, don't we? I wonder. Can it be said with any sincerity, with any credibility, with any meaning, that you and I can claim Moses and the prophets for our own possession, can claim that we hear them? What do we hear in the sounds, Hineni, Sholeach, Malachi, Ufena derech lifanai? The voice of God? Words of life? Ghostly sounds from a time long past? Shades from a language we no longer need? Bodiless, meaningless phantoms? But that's not fair, you argue. Whether or not we concede that Hebrew is still beneficial, we can be saved without it. We can hear God speak through his prophets, each of us in his own language. And that's true. Can you tell me, though, who said, "The godly has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind"? And when? And where? Through which of his prophets did the Lord say, "Keep justice and do righteousness, for soon my salvation shall come"? And when did Moses say, "May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like showers upon the herb"? Have we in any way at all bound these words to ourselves? Okay, I must concede again that our memories can make even God's word a trivial pursuit, and rote recitation can protect us from hearing the word as effectively as the best of earplugs. But will you say that these words are on your hearts? Do we hear Moses and the prophets when deciding how to think, speak, and act toward one another in the boardrooms and the meeting rooms, in the offices and the classrooms, in the living, dining, and bedrooms of our community? Do their voices rouse us from slumber in the morning and soothe us to peaceful repose at night? "Enough," cries the battered conscience. "You keep your Moses and your prophets. I will keep my Jesus, for he has risen from the dead and come to me, and I will hear him." But you haven't. For it is Jesus himself who says, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead." What do you have then when you have Jesus without Moses and the prophets? Who is he? Why has he come? How do you hear his words? What does he mean, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me? What does he promise you when he says, offers the kingdom of God? What do you mean when you call him the Anointed One? What do you receive at his table when stories of Passover and Exodus, of lamb's blood and parted seas, of flat bread and bitter herbs and sweet wine, of darkness and death and fear and excitement and haste and deliverance are banished to the attic of our collective memory? What can his death possibly mean when the crushed serpent, the suffering servant, the mercy seat, and the dry bones mean nothing? What can it possibly mean? Just about anything, I guess. There can be no easier way to turn the Lord Jesus Christ into a product, or worse still, a brand name, a performance enhancer, a tool for living, a metaphor, a weapon, a narcotic. No easier way than by silencing Moses and the prophets. Erase the history, ignore the warnings, paraphrase the promises, and then watch the face of the Incarnate One fade, and watch the photoshopping begin. Brothers and sisters, the first thing the risen Jesus did for his disciples, once he had convinced them that he was risen and that he was Jesus, was to teach them how to read Moses and the prophets. Your presence here is your confession that you too must learn to hear them before you will be ready to do what God is leading you to do. Let him teach you. He has washed you in his word. Now let him feed you at his table of remembrance. Let him fill you with the Spirit who brings these things to your remembrance. Let his word dwell in you richly. Live by every word that proceeds from his mouth. Hear his word and do it. Have Moses and the prophets. You have come here because you want to be witnesses of the risen Lord Jesus Christ to the world. But how will they be convinced of the one who has been raised from the dead if they have not heard Moses and the prophets? And how can they hear Moses and the prophets if they do not have them? And how can they have them unless you give them to them? And how can you give what you do not have yourself? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.